And the thing that's always a big mistake is going after a giant market on day one, because that's typically evidence that that you somehow haven't defined the categories correctly. It normally means that there's going to be too much competition in one way or another. And so I think almost all the successful companies in Silicon Valley had some model of starting with small markets and expanding. And you know, if you take Amazon, you start with you know, just a bookstore. We have all the books in the world, so it's a better bookstore than anybody else has in the world when it starts in the 90s. It's online. There's things you can do you can't do before. And then you gradually expand into all sorts of different forms of e-commerce and other things beyond that. You know, eBay. You start with Pez dispensers. You move on to Beanie Babies. And eventually, it's all these different auctions for all these sorts of different goods. And what was very counterintuitive about many of these companies is they often start with markets that are so small that people don't think that they're valuable at all when you get started. The PayPal version of this was you know, we started with power sellers on eBay, which was about 20,000 people.